is it that time again? Hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, I know this sounds really really awkward, but I do so look forward to our 2 to 6 gatherings Monday through Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I get excited like about 45 minutes before the show is going to start now. Usually what I you guys are going to kick out of this. What I like to do before the show is I like to have some communication with Tim Wenger, who's a very busy guy. He is in charge of a lot. In fact, one might say that my life dangles by a thread, and Tim Wenger is holding that thread. But I told Tim what I was going to do today, topic-wise, and he said... Sorry, if you're listening yesterday, you will get some joy out of this. He said, "Are you sure you didn't fall asleep again?" I'm sorry. It was like, look, I know that timing is everything when it comes to a humorous situation, but I got to give Wenger credit for timing on that one because honestly, I wasn't sure. I wasn't so sure. But anyway, now if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, that means nothing to you. But long and the short of it is yesterday, for reasons I know the reasons, but I'm not going to sit here and bitch and moan about them. I almost slept through the beginning of the show, and I've never done that before. Well, I haven't done that in many decades, many, many, many decades. So, good to be with you on this, election day, 2023. And I'm kind of curious, and I like to do this every time we have an election day. Any problems, any hiccups during the election process? Occasionally, I do like to break into Canadian song and dance, just in case you wanted to know. Did you run into any difficulties, hiccups, problems? Somebody sent me a picture of a polling place that had political signs inside. That is not cool. There is a limit. I think it's 100 feet. You can't be putting up political signs inside a polling place. You cannot be doing that, okay? And if you see that where you are trying to vote, you need to call the Erie County Board of Elections, presuming that it happened in Erie County, and make your concerns known, because you're not supposed to be campaigning inside where people are going to be voting. That is very uncool, to say the least, and is certainly questionable ethically, and possibly even deeper than that. So if you see anything hinky, I didn't say kinky with a K, I said hinky with an H, you need to let the authorities at the Erie County Board of Elections know. So I did my civic duty. I hope you have done your civic duty. In fact, when I went up to vote, I do it at the old meeting house in Williamsville, which is a building that goes back to the 1840s, 1850s, and it's an annual tradition. So they said, this gentleman needs a ballot. And I said, actually, let me be like everybody else. Why don't you give me about 10 ballots? I don't think they appreciated that too much. And I said, really, I'm only kidding. Kind of only kidding. But and anyway, in any event, that is the story I only got one ballot, only used one ballot, and of course I checked the front and back of the ballot, because how many times have you finished voting and then you find out later on, well, didn't you see the proposition on back of the ballot, and you think, ooh, and then you try to fake it as if you really did see it. But anyway, any what number, and look, this might sound like a stupid, maybe lame question. I was surprised by the lack of turnout where I voted, which was the old meeting house on Main Street in Williamsville, just a short walk from where I usually enjoy my lunchtime salad or whatever I happen to be eating. I was number 121. 121, and this would have been at about, you like the Canadian I sneak in there? This would have been about 11:30-ish, somewhere in there. I thought for sure I was going to be in the 400s, the 500s, but no, weather bunnies, I was not. I was only at 121. Which was the number of the house in which I grew up. So perhaps there's some mysticism there at play. I don't know. But in any event, as you voted today, a couple of things. Were there any issues when you voted? It seems like every year, whenever I bring this topic up, somebody has experienced some issue or another. And frankly, usually these issues are very easily remedied. And I don't think that there's something sinister going on. I don't think there's some major conspiracy going on. I think that sometimes people just might not know what the laws happen to be, despite the hours of training they receive. And sometimes, like anybody else, people might get just a little bit sloppy. But were there any issues that popped up in your voting today whatsoever at all? Any whatsoever at all? And I will tell you that, again, you know where I vote. There were no issues whatsoever at all for me. It was a pretty cut and dry situation. Went in. They did not ask for my ID, which always spooks me out a little bit, because I think they should. And that goes for me, and it goes for you, and it goes for anybody voting. I think all of us should have to show ID when we vote. I don't think I should be exempt because people might know who I am. That's kind of stupid. Ask Nick Orticelli how I am with that. Hey, I'm Tom Bowerly. Inside joke with Mr. Nick. But anyway, I'm never going to live that down. I'm sorry. And there is something to be said for taking somebody with whom you weren't friends and ending up as friends. So that's kind of fun. But anyway, when you went to vote today, what number were you? And what was the race that got you to actually show up and vote today? Was it the Erie County Executive's race? And, you know, it's interesting because there is some thought, and excuse me, you'll listen to the you'll listen to some of the political pundits talking, like the Carl Calabreses of the world, who knows a lot more about politics than I'm ever going to know or want to know about politics. But as far as the situation with the election is concerned, obviously we all want fair, honest elections. We all want to make sure that everything is done according to Hoyle, and we want to make sure that the results actually show the will of the people taking effect. And there were, as I have said a couple of times, no problems at all where I voted. And I was number 121. Now, getting back to the whole political pundit thing, I thought there would be more people. And I thought there would be more people because I remember during COVID, and quite frankly, Mark Poloncarz, at the beginning of COVID, I will be very honest with you, at the beginning of COVID, I supported a lot of the restrictions that were placed on us because I did not want to see the COVID epidemic get out of hand, okay? However, I changed my opinion based on new information and new developments which came to the fore. And there came a point where I thought, wait a minute, I think they're taking this a little bit too far. I think that this is not realistic. I do not believe that this is doing anything to stall the spreading of the COVID virus whatsoever. And I think this is more about control and power than it is anything else. And I remember saying that on the air, and some people agreed and some people did not agree. But the situation with COVID is thought by many people. A lot of people think that this is going to be a big deal with the election for county executive and all of the controversy regarding the health commissioner's massive amounts of overtime that she received for governing the health of Erie County's residents during the COVID situation. You may have some thoughts on whether or not that is going to play a role in who eventually walks away with the prize of being Erie County executive. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I think when it comes to Mark Poloncarz, my biggest concern with him was the constant calling to our attention, the fact that he has the power. He had the power. He had the authority. And I've often thought that that was in bad taste, because when you really have power and you really have authority, you don't need to go around insisting upon it to friends or people in the community that, in fact, you have the power and you have the authority. 803-0930. Oh, so much to say. Just have to make sure that all thoughts are properly organized here. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Those are the telephone numbers. What made you vote today? What number were you? Did you see anything that you would consider to be hinky going on? And that's hinky with an H, not kinky with a K. Two entirely different things. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Tim in Tonawanda. We like alliteration on the program from time to time. And Tim, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Tim from town of Tonawanda. So there's more alliteration there.
Well, we certainly appreciate your efforts at that.
No, I was number 13 this morning. It went very smoothly. Everybody was very cordial. They appreciated that I had my voter registration card. And I was in and out. There was no line. There was a large delivery truck in front of the polling place. So kind of confusing. But other than that, was great.
Did it surprise you? First of all, what time, when you said you were number 13, what time did you go to vote, sir?
It was approximately 7:30. I can't tell you exactly.
Wow.
Between 7 and 7:30.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mean to speak out of turn, and I'd like your thoughts on this, but do you find being number 13 at roughly 7:30 in the morning to be disturbingly low?
Well, being that I had to the last presidential election go down to the town or the courts on Niagara Street, which I was very confusing, and I believe, you know, that was because of COVID. And it was just a little bit of a maze. But this was two blocks down from where I live, and right at the Lincoln Pool where I used to swim, and also went to junior high school at Lincoln.
But, now, being number 13 at about 7:30 in the morning, see, if I were a Republican strategist, I would say that's kind of alarming. Because if you just look at the registration numbers alone, Democrat versus Republican in Erie County, this is just my on-the-spot analysis, but that does not augur well for Ms. Casilio.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't looking at that statistic exactly like that. I just was happy the weather was conducive and I don't know. I just moved back from Chautauqua County. I retired in Chautauqua County and moved back to my the home I grew up in town of Tonawanda. And so I really don't have a lot of experience with the voting, the numbers or, the people. I know people that, and I talked to people that did vote later. And so I don't know, being retired, it's hard to say. I only did that because I wasn't sure on the time of voting. I knew where I had to vote, and I figured, well, easy enough, 2 blocks down. And so it was very simple, very smooth. No issues whatsoever.
Now, sir, I don't mean to cast any aspersions on your honor, integrity, veracity, charm, or wit.
Of course.
Did you? I thought you might appreciate that. Getting a little deep in here, isn't it?
I'm picking my feet up.
poop blizzards early today. So did you feel... again, I guess I'm going to get back to the same question. Being number 13 just strikes me as being low. And if that's the case across Erie County, then Mark Poloncarz is going to win in a landslide because in terms of the numbers themselves, they are not conducive to any Republican candidate, with the exception of Mickey Kearns, who kind of shot himself in the foot.
Well... like I said, being novice, fairly novice of Erie County voting and the predicaments of prior voting in the last year or so, or a couple of years, I wasn't too sure. The parking lot seemed to be full.
Right.
Could have been that there was construction in the building in the back or the number of poll workers, which was many, they were very very helpful. Not that I needed much, but been voting all my life, and so well.
Well, one way you can handle that, of course, sir, is by voting multiple times during the same election during the course of your life.
This is my fifth.
Right. It keeps you in practice. It keeps you in harmony and in sync with the overall zeitgeist of the
public. Exactly. I'm just looking at the other side. So, do what they do, I guess.
You're a sick man, sir, and we appreciate that on this program. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the phone call from you, sir. I can't believe, thank you so much. I can't believe I've got 30 seconds until break time on WBEN.
Go!
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I really screwed something up here. Tom Puckett's going to have to bail me out here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly and... wow, is it already 2:30? Don't worry, we've got plenty of time to take your call on News Radio 930 WBEN, friends. Yeah, good stuff on this Election Day 2023 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Did you like how I hit that break just like that? Real quick personal aside. I want to thank Joel Latuca and his beautiful bride, Gina Latuca, for wonderful Wedding card. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that, guys. Thank you. I mean, you could have put a gift certificate in there. I'm just saying, but you know, we'll take you guys out. Take you guys out for dinner at some point in the not too distant future. Anyway, Gina and Joel, two of our favorite people in the entire world. Now, we're talking about the election 2023. What number were you? And I'm a little bit disheartened here because I was number 13, and it was just before noon. I was number 13. And if you just look at the numbers themselves, the advantage goes to Mark Poloncarz and the Democrats. It doesn't go to Chrissy Casilio and the Republican conservatives. Let's go to Tom in Buffalo on WBEN. Tomas, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Tom. I'm glad you took my call. I was number two this morning when I went to vote. The voting took over an hour because the poll watchers, the inspectors, were not prepared. They weren't ready. It took that long. And three other people who came in after us, my wife and my son and I, the three people came in and said, well, they're going to have to vote later. And they went away. So, of course, after an hour, once we finally got voted, we left immediately. They were about 5 minutes late opening up.
Well, that's, frankly, that's unacceptable to me.
It is unacceptable. It's like voter suppression.
Explain that, please.
Why would you interfere with, you're supposed to be ready. You're being paid from, or you receive a stipend or something, I'm assuming, from 6 o'clock in the morning. And then you take a break, and the next crew comes in somewhere time later in the day. I can't understand why these people weren't ready to accept votes at 6:01 a.m.
Or 6:00. Exactly. This surprises me, I will tell you, because, first of all, I don't vote that early, but obviously you do. That is a bit of a surprise, and I do understand what you mean by voter suppression. I mean, I don't think that that was the intent. I don't think it was a conscious thing. I think that maybe it's a question. I mean, try this on for size, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But do you think it might be a question of a lot of the people who are poll watchers tend to be, shall we say, on the geriatric side? And as you may know, as we get older, we don't exactly move with the spry, fleet of foot movements with which we used to transport ourselves.
Tom, these people were just disorganized. They couldn't turn on the machine. It took a while for the machine, the ballot reader, to warm up and get it plugged in. They were still running wires while my wife and my son and I sat there. My son has to work. My wife and I are both retired. So the only thing we have to do is take our medication, go to the pharmacy, and go to our doctor's office. But that's even a nuisance that we have to wait so long. They weren't properly trained. They weren't organized. And they weren't ready. So I realize that voter suppression is probably an extreme position, but I'm tempted to write a letter to the Erie County voters organization.
Well, I mean, just because you and I might think it's a bit of an extreme explanation does not mean that it shouldn't be considered as a possibility. I certainly wasn't trying to put you down or anything for making that statement. Because look, if you're supposed to be allowed to vote starting at 6 a.m., like in this business, and Tim Wenger is going to laugh when I say this, but in this business, I don't exactly show up for a show at 1:59:59 and go on the air. usually it's 2000 in the air. Now, but you need a little bit of prep. You need to be able to get things in order because you know there are some things that have to be logged into, and you also don't want to sound as though you're racing around frantically trying to get things put together. May I ask again, and forgive my speaking Canadian, but from time to time I like to make our neighbors to the north feel especially welcome. In fact, I was going to wear my sky blue Hockey Night in Canada jersey from 1974, my sports jacket, but I decided against that today. But the voting itself, once everybody was present and accounted for, did it go pretty much without a hitch from what you saw?
They had trouble finding our names on the registration because they were using laptops instead of a book.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they did. They, you know what? It's funny. Forgive my interrupting you, but that's exactly what happened to me as well. I gave my address. I walked in. Hey, where's Columbia Drive? It's 11 Columbia. And then they looked, and they got the information very, very quickly. But they made me sign on an iPad. They didn't. They didn't have a book for me to sign. I felt a little bit. I felt a little bit left out. Not going to lie.
And you notice how your signature looks completely different than any personal check that you might use.
I can't believe you just said that. Okay, I got to tell you something.
I was annoyed. This is the last thing I want to say, and then I'll hang up. I was annoyed because this isn't the first time. This is a fourth or fifth time. It happened during the primary between Obama and Clinton, Hillary Clinton. The three of us are registered Democrats, but this time we voted a straight straight conservative ticket. But it isn't the first time it happened. It's four or five times before, and it's a regular basis. That's why I was so annoyed.
You know, given that history, which you have now revealed to us, I don't think that it's unreasonable for you to be annoyed, because you strike me as the kind of guy. Let me guess. You served in the military.
No, I did not.
Oh, I'm wrong again. Am I ever going to get something right? Because though typically people who served in the military, I found them to be amongst the most punctual of people I know. 0600 means 0600. Doesn't mean 0601. It means 0600.
Exactly.
And I guess you don't have to be a veteran to appreciate the importance of punctuality in a situation like this. With whom did you go to vote, if I might ask?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
With whom did you go to vote? Just yourself, a spouse?
With my wife and my son.
Okay, so there were three of you there, and all of those people would share the same kind of experience that you had.
Yes, my wife was number one, I was number two, my son was number three. And it took over an hour to get the ballots cast and I hope recorded.
My dear friend, I know that I'm younger than you are, at least I presume that I'm younger than you are, but what you just said, very important words that I think you need to commit to memory and recite every single day, my wife is number one. I think that those words will bring you continued happiness and love in your marriage, sir. It's that simple. It truly is. I'm glad that things finally got resolved. What do you make of the turnout, though? I mean, you know, I would think that if I'm Chrissy Casilio, I want a lot of turnout, because that might mean that I have engendered a spark in people, maybe a little bit sick of Mark Poloncarz's arrogance and his need for ego gratification.
It's an off-year election. I don't give much hope for a turnout, which means my vote counts just a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Were there other, in addition to the county executive's race, sir, were there other races that particularly brought you to the polls?
No, just the county executive.
How do you think that's going to go? Because, I mean, look, just so we there's no confusion about this, I know Chrissy Cassilio. I worked with Chrissy Cassilio here at News Radio 930 WBEN. But I say that not because I have to, but because I believe in full transparency with you guys. Because if I didn't say it and somebody found it out later, they might think that there was something hinky going on. And I assure you, there was nothing hinky going on whatsoever. But I hope for Chrissy Cassilio's sake that the turnout is going to be more than we might expect in an off-year election, especially given the advantage numerically the Democrats have in Erie County. It's a lot for a Republican to overcome.
Exactly. You're quite on the money there. We were just so perturbed. We weren't happy with the blizzard around Christmas time last year. And I believe the Erie County response was terrifically inept.
Hmm.
And as an aside, if we're going to go to all electric cars, homes, cooking, heating, then the electric service had better be a whole lot more dependable than the example of our last Christmas holiday.
Well, sir, we did talk about that. I'm sure you're well aware.
Yes.
In great detail back during the blizzard of 2022, David Bellavia and I spoke extensively about that. And you might remember on Christmas Day, I believe it was Joe Beamer came on very early on Sunday morning, and then David and I did 6 hours together, I think. We did basically 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon on Christmas Day because, frankly, it was, and Jimmy Stelliano said this first, and with the rest of us kind of latched onto it, it was the most rewarding Christmas I have personally ever had in my life. I think David would say the same thing. Jimmy Love would say the same thing. Anybody who was at the radio station during that blizzard would absolutely say the same thing. And that is, quite frankly, a service that was done for the community by this radio station, showing, proving with action, not with words, that when we say we're here when you need us the most, we really are here when you need us the most. And I'm glad that you brought that up. I hope that things improve in elections to come, and I'm anxious to find out from other people, sir, exactly what the turnout was when they voted.
We'll know by tomorrow morning, I think. And I'm sorry I didn't get to hear your Christmas program because I had no electricity to run the radio.
Well, sir, that's why we have things known as batteries. I feel somewhat neglected by you now. We go from being bosom buddies to... No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yes.
It's everything is cool.
We survived with hot water bottles.
Hot water bottles. Oh, don't ever knock hot water bottles to me at all. And, hey, I know that they don't do you much good when you're talking about... situations where you don't have any electricity, but those microwavable heating pads, oh my goodness, are they the best things ever?
Wonderful invention.
I literally, if I could wrap my whole body in one, I'm pretty sure that I would do that. It was a wonderful thing. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call very much.
Thank you for your time, Tom, and your effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, effort, yes. I will take that for the effort today. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, tonight, election night live will get underway at 9 p.m. following our Erie County Executive Candidate Conversations from 7 at night until 9 o'clock tonight. Complete results, speeches, and analysis live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Please know that we have you covered and that when the world is, when it kind of seems like the world is going to hell in a handbasket and you're trying to find some familiar voices upon which to latch yourself, well, that's what we're here for on WBEN. We're here to serve you, and we're here to help you out. It is 2:54 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I think we've got time to take some more calls, at least one more, before we have to break. What number were you voting? Were there any problems? Were there any issues at all? I had no issues whatsoever voting. I was shocked that I was only 121 just before noontime today. Mark in Tonawanda. Welcome, my friend. You're on WBEN. How can I help you, my love?
Hi. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
That's a beautiful day, kind of.
Good. Here's my thing. One, I am an inspector for Erie County's Board of Elections. I begged off this year, and just to help the other gentleman out, we're supposed to be there at 5:30 in the morning to get the room set up. And the machine that gets set up first is the reader that's used by the disabled. It's not a voter machine. All it is, it just helps them read the ballot and mark the ballot. That machine must be set up first, because we're fined, Erie County is fined, if that machine is not ready for a disabled voter. Two, if everyone shows up, the machines are then set up next. And by 6 o'clock, that poll should have been up and ready. So whoever's running that poll, bad job. And now, Tom, I got a question for you, because you mentioned you voted today. Did they ask you for your date of birth?
Did they ask for my date of birth? I do not believe they did. And if
okay,
you will
good.
Well, no, but if you will excuse my lack of specificity, I was also on the phone a lot with doctor's offices today, and I've learned that the first thing you always say to a doctor's office, date of birth, September 4th, 63, yeah, last name, B-A-U. I mean, you got to basically spell it all out for them. But I'm 99% sure they did not ask for my date of birth.
Good, and I'm glad they didn't, because here's the problem. As you know, New York State does not require ID to vote. I've been voting at this school for the last 30-some-odd years since I've been there. So my registration is complete. It's not blank. It's not missing. I gave them my name. I gave them my date. I gave them my name and my address. Now I want your date of birth. And I said, no, it's inappropriate. You don't need ID to vote in New York State. Well, we're not asking you for your ID. I said, you're not getting my date of birth. And then she says, then you're not getting a ballot. I said, are you denying me the right to vote? And some other guy got chimed in saying, no, but we need to verify 3 forms of ID. Erie County is telling us we have to. It's the law. I said, then that law is wrong. You cannot ask for date of birth. He refused the ballot. I called Erie County Board of Elections, after calling the police, just to talk to them later. And gentleman got on the line from Erie County Board of Elections saying, we're doing something. I said, you cannot ask for any form of ID. It's not ID. I said, yes, it is. Name and address, if your registration is complete, it goes through. He didn't argue that. And then he says, I'll call over there. He called over there to give this guy a ballot, but except I couldn't put it into the machine. It had to be stamped affidavit. So I'm still hoping my vote gets counted for Chrissy Casilio. I don't mind saying that. But still, he's saying New York state law tells us we can ask for date of birth, which I'm hoping you can have your news director verify that, because I can't reach anybody in state government to verify they have the right to ask for your date of birth on a completed registration. Now, I've done this for 30-some-odd years. So in the old books, there's no place that says date of birth required. It's got the name and address. That's all you get. Unless it says blank registration, then you can ask for ID. So I went further with this people at the Board of Elections, and they're saying New York state law says we can ask for your date of birth. And
I said, my friend, no. I need to put you on hold because sure. I'm so enraptured by your story, but I need Tanner to put you on hold there on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly for AAATimberline.com. AAATimberline.com. They have done such an amazing job around the Bowerly household. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, a couple of winters ago, they hooked me up with this beautiful natural gas fireplace, which is the centerpiece of my living room. It looks so mission style, and it is just absolutely perfect with the decor. And this summer, they hooked me up with a gorgeous outside fireplace. In fact, the outside fireplace, which is a wood burner, is so gorgeous. My neighbor Bruce, and I love my neighbor Bruce, I think he's a little bit jealous. So being a good neighbor, I have offered anytime Bruce wants to use my fireplace, he's more than welcome to do it because he knows quality when he sees it, because he's also a guy who's good with his hands, and he knows that AAATimberline.com did a great job with the fireplace in my backyard, which he is more than welcome to use anytime he wants it. Of course, he could always leave a bottle of Patron there, too, but I'm just saying. It's AAATimberline.com for the very finest in work when it comes to your fireplace. They are craftsmen. They are skilled. They've got it down, baby. AAATimberline.com. Tell them Bowerly sent you.